advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Shit was amazing, huh?
Dude, the nod of approval you just got from Brent was like almost a jerk off.
Yeah.
Like
he they almost, say it's orgasmic yeah. for me sometimes. I do rejoice. In yeah,
sometimes I've never seen you be that like that big of a drastic nod.
That's funny because people probably think, because Dave and Brad always go off about my clink about it matters to me. It's important. I yelled at the barista last week in a playful way because she fucked up my OCD in the where I do the dollar and then they throw the coins on it. So I walk into the coffee shop, order my coffee. It's $2.50. I give them a $5. I put one in my pocket, another dollar across the tip jar, and they're supposed to drop the 50 cents in there. And there's this new girl, and like, she does it. She's like, oh yeah, that's right. And I was like, don't fuck it up. And like,
she probably thinks you're
so they've
a fucking
talked
bum.
About you before you come in. They're
he's been in there before.
I'm talking about like, she'd done it twice before and she's been fucking it up. I'm like, it's not that hard. Like, there's the dollar, throw the quarters down, knock that shit in. And so she goes like that and it fucking like the dollar falls out of the thing. I was like, I'm going to make a new rule. If the dollar falls out, I'm taking it back. And she's like, okay, I'll try harder. And so like everyone's standing in line. I was like, you're going to try harder, meaning you're not doing the best at your job that you can. I was like, that means you're not gonna.
Dick.
I was like, you're not gonna last around here.
Oh,
I was joking.
No, you weren't.
I was like, this is why
you're serious not. About it.
Yeah. I told her it really bothered me, but then I told her this is why you don't work a hot dog on a stick anymore. And like people in line were just like cracking up and shit.
Damn.
It was playful.
Fucking harsh.
Playful. I thought he was aggression. The nice guy.
That did not sound.
I playful. Gave her. A dollar
yeah, people think
dollar,
I'm a dick.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's not. Yeah.
I promise. I was smiling the whole time I was being an.
There's
ass.
Anger in your eyes right now.
Yeah. You hate that.
You know
chick.
Why? Because my days are gonna go bad. He fucked that shit up. Don't fuck it up.
We didn't do nothing.
So that's why I get so happy when this goes right. Because sometimes Brad just does it to fuck with me and like dings before the clank.
Sometimes I give him the gratification.
I know everything's going to be okay, you know, but that one, he did it right. He did me right. That was the synchronicity of the clang and the ding right at the same time. You couldn't have been more on.
He's got a hard on.
He got like a 160 degree drastic head nod too.
Yeah.
160. Yeah.
I know.
Very
sometimes I give it to him. Sometimes I don't, you know.
I was happy about it. I like that bubbly water. You usually talk shit on bubbly water. You like that one?
No, these fucking hippie waters are okay. The La Crux.
I'm so glad I let you say that. You know how to really say it. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, how do you really say it?
It's LaCroix.
LaCroix.
LaCroix. Uh-huh.
So it's like the Chris Ledoux?
Chris Ledoux.
Chris Ledoux.
Cowboy man. Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah.
Cowboy's hat. All
yeah, right. These are actually okay. There's a peach one that I have.
Worn
that
out
I like.
Tape of Chris Ledoux. Lonely women and bad
That's
booze.
Right. I have no idea what you're talking about
it's
right now.
Garth Brooks, man.
Copenhagen.
Hi, Garth Brooks.
Yeah, that's old ass fucking. It's a really cool story, actually. There's like a. He does in the video, or there's an interview with Garth Brooks. He's talking about he's driving in his truck, and it was the first time one of his songs ever came on the radio, and he flipped it over. And
he flipped the truck?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he died. Yeah.
He died right there, his first song.
Yeah, it's a Berenstain Bears thing. Yeah. It's like a Mandela effect. A lot of people remember Garth Brooks getting really big like and being really popular and shit, but actually the first time his song came on the radio, he flipped his truck and died.
And actually it was to The Thunder Rolls, and the truck's name was Thunder.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's actually, they named the Brooks that he landed. His truck rolled over into some creeks, and they named it the Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where his name was. His name was Kevin... Meister, I think.
I shouldn't have jumped in on that. You were actually, yours was better.
Yeah, Chris Gaines. I don't know, jokes.
Chris Gaines.
He's alive and well.
That was,
That wasn't him. I've said this several times. It was him, but he wasn't doing that. That was a role for a movie.
You've confused me.
For.
Was it really?
Yeah. They were going to have a movie where he played that character. So that was like a publicity stunt.
Dusty,
and then
Dusty Rhodes.
Then they canceled the fucking movie. And then everyone just thought he went emo for a little while and freaked
Dusty
out.
Rhodes. That's one of my favorite movies.
Too. Yeah.
Although I did buy the cassette tape.
Oh yeah, I had
was
all
that
those
back
cassettes.
In cassette tape days.
Yeah.
What's the George Strait movie, Pure Country.
Pure Country.
That's the jam.
I started to say that was the jam.
My mom loved George Strait, so we watched the fuck out of that. All I remember is the old man going, you know, funny thing about chicken shit, that little white speck on top of chicken shit too. Yeah. I just remember the old fucking man. I don't know why I remember that fucking
That's the
line.
Part nobody remembers. I didn't either. Remembers it. Yeah. No, that's that movie's fucking, that's a good movie right there. Okay. 8 seconds is
Dusty
good
Rhodes
too.
Is the guy that plays him and fakes it or whatever with his 5 o'clock mascara shadow on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dusty Rhodes. Yeah.
That's funny that you know that movie. I don't expect you to know that movie.
That's the jam, dude. Yeah.
8 seconds had Ty Murray in it.
Yeah. I think so.
About.
No. No, it was about the bull rider.
It was about the guy that died, but
yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't seen those movies in a long time, but they're good movies.
Yeah.
Good movies. Small country movies. Like Twister. That's a good movie too.
That was just on TV yesterday.
Was it?
That's so fucking weird you said that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in a million years. That is not a good movie. That was fucking horrible.
That movie is good.
Dude, I know that what's his name died. I love Jodie Foster. But
Bill Paxton, who the fuck is Bill Paxton?
Made me sad, dude. It made me sad when I saw that. But they had this like dramatic table scene. It was fucking horrible. They're like, has anyone ever seen an F5? His wife, and everyone gets all like quiet and dramatic.
Finger of God.
Only one of us. Yeah. And they get all serious. And I was like, this is some bullshit.
That shit was real.
It's dumb.
That was a good movie.
You
shut your mouth.
I thought it was good.
Fucking Goonies. Get out of here.
Ooh. It's a deal breaker, man.
Blue corner, we have winning 180.
Yeah. I might lose, but we'll fucking do this, man.
Anyway, let me get some questions. So we had a question from Mr. Larry, who Brent loves him on the messages because he sends fucking dicks and all kinds of stuff on there. So I know
just
who
delete
Mr.
that
Larry
shit
is.
Right. I was like, who is this? Why are they sending this shit?
He prints them out and ties them in knots.
Yeah. So he's actually a crossover fan from another podcast. A bunch of degenerates, but he's actually a crazed fanboy and actual transsexual. So something to be said there. Rough life for him. He asked how long we had to wait for the hookanoo to dry out for the best float results. I say until it's crispy. I don't know. I don't have a time.
Well, we didn't finish that experiment.
I mean, it would have to be.
We panicked and had to get rid of the body.
I mean, theoretically, you'd have to wait until it was.
She died of natural
dry.
Causes, for the record.
I thought you guys were professionals. Well, just amateur hour over here.
No.
We're professionals at some things, but creating a hookanoo out of what we're professional at, it was not. That's
a
new deal.
And that's like a brand new.
You become
new,
professional
from
practice.
Like the, all right, whatever.
Yeah. That's like that. I mean, that shit's never been done before.
Yeah.
So that shit's next level. And it takes
some
experience.
I'm sure it has now.
We're revolutionizing the whole the canoe industry.
It's out there somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, you can go whitewater rafting on Tiffany. You know what I mean? Like, So you like redheads? Well, you know, hit the rapids.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So, and then he wanted to know, have we ever even had a hot dog? So
what the fuck does that mean?
I mean,
earlier.
If we don't respond to your message, I respond to almost all those messages, but if you repeatedly send us shit on like a daily or weekly basis that are just like some shared thing from some other fucking clip and we don't respond, stop doing it. Just stop. Just don't do it anymore.
Gigi Allen had a hot dog.
You're sending gifts via like post service.
Well, he's sending gifts.
Everybody sends us like these videos to some shit that we don't follow and it just says, video can't be viewed, account is private. Photo can't be viewed, account is private. And even if I go through the fucking motions to do it, it's just
a mess.
It's just a pigeon saluting Putin or some shit.
Yeah, that we've seen a thousand times. Yeah. The Sofa King truck.
Oh,
yeah.
That's Sofa King furniture truck. I probably shouldn't talk about, but we'll mention adding the Sofa King podcast, different things into other forms of media that may not be.
Oh, the Easter eggs?
Yeah, Easter eggs.
Right.
So in this, there may be a movie coming out shortly at some point, and I'll let you know if it does.
Somebody Easter egged it?
It's going to have a couple Easter eggs.
That's been happening.
Oh, yeah.
We're all over BET. You just don't know.
Yeah.
We really are, actually. Yeah. That's
this
pretty cool.
This will be on DVD and Blu-ray.
Straight to DVD.
Straight to DVD. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome.
Let's be honest.
So I had another thing, too.
Like 20 years from now.
I'm all organized because Dave's not here. Mm-hmm. So if you're wondering how to catch us live, we do a live show Sunday. We've been doing it pretty good. Sometimes where things are getting in the way, but live show for patrons who support us that are $10 or more, you get access to a special viewing group. So we perform all our acts on camera for our top patrons. So we do all kinds of shit like dick swallowing, catch dicks on fire and put them in our mouth.
I jumped through that ring of dicks last time.
Ring of dicks. Yeah,
that
yeah.
was impressive.
I didn't think I could still do a somersault.
Yeah, that dive roll, dude. I got it.
That's from Hapkido.
I was a yellow belt in Hapkido. That's how I did that. Yeah.
I just want to see the contortionist part.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I was embarrassed about that. It's not flattering. Like my side roll started happening when my legs go up over my head. I don't care how skinny you are. That fucking skin starts to pile up. I don't like the angle. I really wish we could cut that shit.
But it's just skin. Okay.
Just dead
skin. Like the whole women thing. They're like, I'm fat. Look, my fat bitch, that's skin. It's not even like, chill out.
See it on camera. It's rough, man. I mean, I'll suck my own dick on camera, but I do not want side roll happening. It's not flattering.
So if you want to see how ugly we are, go to Sofa King Podcast, patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast. Give us money and make yourself broke.
Hey, if you got a Patreon shirt or glass or anything from us, please post it. Even if it's just in the group or something. If you're not in the group, join the group. One, so I can kind of reconcile and know that you received your package. Because I send all that shit out and then I see like one person post it.
Yeah. Did you just touch your nipples?
Be proud, man. He did. I did.
He pulled back wingspan. And touched his nipples.
It's kind of a stretch, but really I know that when my elbows are at a distance behind me, that my fingers will touch my nipples.
Terry's noticing stuff that Dave doesn't care about. That's why I like, you know.
A whole new world.
Yeah.
It's a whole new world.
I knew you were going to go Aladdin with that. I used to be able to play that. Like that was like one of the first songs I learned.
Aladdin is better than Goonies, so I'm down with it.
Acoustic guitar was Aladdin. Whole new world.
So on a sadder note, Dave is not here. If you haven't heard, we posted it. His brother passed away. So he's dealing with loss and family. So a couple members of the group that you should join if you're a fan, we'll tell you how later, started a GoFundMe, just gofundme.com/SKDave. And you can donate, you know, if you want to help some funeral costs and stuff like that. Dave's got to fly to Oregon and all that good stuff. So,
But he will be back. So don't freak out and like,
oh, we don't know. God, Dave's gone. Knows?
Who knows? He could stay. We don't know. Yeah. He might be like, your diet, Dave.
He might not be black. We don't know.
Yeah.
That's true. I've wondered about that.
So,
technically he's orange, right?
He's
pretty orange.
You're very orange.
Yeah.
Yeah, just orange. Like Dave's crotch.
Your beard's orange, just like Dave, yeah.
Ooh.
You're orange in a different way, but
the crotch of Dave.
Yeah. You're like a crotch baby.
You came from his nutsack.
Dave crotch baby, yeah. Yep.
This is awkward.
You look like a creamsicle.
What if I'm from the future?
Yeah. You are. Probably. I don't know. But anyway, serious note, go to gofundme.com/SK Dave. And like we said before, just donate $1. If you don't have anything, then, you know,
and you know what? And thank you. I know it's not for us. There's people that put $150 on that, man.
Yeah.
You guys are amazing. Thank you to Andrea Chabot however you say that, Chabot, Shanae. I think that
Gabriel Zero put 150 on there.
Dude, a couple people. Patty.
Patty Larson.
Yeah, thank you for helping.
Where does Patty get her fucking money?
It's her podcast.
Jesus Christ.
Rich bitch.
Fuck. We need to get hot.
She has horses. I'm thinking there might be like a show or something.
Should we podcast naked? Would that be a thing? Like, yeah. Speaking of horses. Watch?
I don't know if you guys could pull that off. Like, she could.
No, I'm just saying.
That's the second time you talked about how attractive you think Patty is.
You guys were talking about it.
No.
I said we need to get hot so we could do it. I did not talk about Patty Larson.
Charge.
You're fucked, dude.
This year, okay?
It's you, stay away from school, sir.
All right.
Yeah, you're fucked.
I quit.
You're mean. You're a horrible chauvinistic pig. Anyway.
I just wanted to say she was beautiful and you guys are giving me all this.
I think she's married.
Yeah, she is.
She's gonna beat your ass.
I'm not trying to get in a relationship. I'm trying to be a little flattering.
Oh my god!
All right, you can flirt and not actually want.
You can look at the menu, but you just can't eat.
It's like a poisonous fish, the puffer fish,
or an '80s song. Either or.
So thank you to everybody who put that together, and thank you to those who have donated. Last I looked, it was at 3,000. It'll probably be over that now. With that being said, Sculpt Member of the Month, Christy Quinn, I saw you had posted you're going to China. You're representing the Sculpt family properly, with some stickers on your suitcase and flight bag, along with all of the kids that you kidnapped for sex trafficking in Beijing. So we want to thank you.
I can't hear it. Like, we wrote those Patreon things, and every time I hear the person's name, it triggers their fucking line in a song. And hers is Christy Quinn, "Where Do I Begin? You suck dicks like you're trying to win."
Yeah.
So it's inseparable. Damn. I can't take it away.
I was just going to ask if we could call her Quistin.
Quistin?
Quistin.
Did I say that?
No.
Oh.
And I hear yours.
That's
I hear,
what I heard, though.
I hear but Terry McGee's song. Okay.
Yeah, because I was going to say how many. Well, then that means she's going to fit a ton of Chinese dicks in her mouth then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so,
damn, but she's also deporting a whole small. Bunch of blondes, so
yeah,
it
yeah.
works.
Yeah, a couple shout outs. I just want to
Sculpt Member of the Month, though. You just get shit talked about. There's no prize.
Yeah, no.
There's
you don't get anything.
We just talk shit to you.
Yeah, you don't get anything. You're just lucky to be a member.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I just want to give a couple shout outs to try and you know.
You don't get what you want, you get what you deserve.
Yeah,
quote the great GG Allen from last week.
Bitch. Yeah. Thank you to Sam Culper. Who runs the Facebook group
like a boss.
I wouldn't want to do it. We didn't start it because we didn't want to. But he lives in the devil's asshole and he likes long walks on the beach.
Lived here in California for some reason.
No.
And then I said something and he's like, I'm not even from California.
No,
like,
he's not.
Well, fuck off then.
He's from the devil's asshole.
Don't fuck off because I don't want to get
he cooks bacon naked. He's a brave man.
He does. Fucking pops all over his dick.
Apparently travels the world too.
His dick
looks like Morgan Freeman's face.
With the freckles and everything?
Yeah. It's bacon grease.
It is. Yeah. It's bacon grease. It looks like Morgan Freeman.
That's hot.
Yeah.
It's got the gray pubes around it and then the speckles from the bacon grease burn.
And every time he pulls his dick out to go pee, he's like, the penguins in Antarctica love carrots.
Carrots. No, man.
The king penguin. Yeah. And the Lord saith.
There's a soft narration voice comes out.
Yeah.
Well, about that time I had it.
Yeah. I had to put all the rocks in my pants. Thank you to Sam Culper. Nicole Bosch, South African prostitute who gives the gift that keeps on giving, AIDS.
That's right.
Yeah, she does.
She's spreading the joy.
Amanda Andrews, both of them. Amanda Andrews, she's an American hooker prostitute. And a biologist who studies the STDs in her own crotch.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty interesting. Both of them, thank you. They've been helping us
the
organize.
The problem is with her crotch is there's no control group. It's just, it's been inoculated by everything. Yeah, it's you can't test because there's no control. It's just fucking everything. Yeah. It's gone herpesophilitis. Basically,
So, and what do they do exactly? They I know you deal with them.
They're helping organize. Build our Wikipedia, which is a fucking tedious task. It is fucking crazy. And there's honestly no way, even with like Dave on our side, that we would probably ever get it done. It's really difficult.
Well, and we don't have the time.
They have crazy requirements. They're super crazy formatting.
And prostitutes, they're super smart.
It's impressive.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently the syphilis hasn't reached their heads yet.
Yeah. And I also want to thank Terry McGee, who's sitting in for Dave. We definitely could do this show without you, so thank you.
That's true. Very, very true. You're welcome.
Yeah,
glad to be here to witness the chaos and madness.
So with that being said, we are doing the circus / sideshows and freak shows. So we're going to do a little bit of history about how the circus got started, and then go into some of the sideshows and freak shows.
This isn't on the list, but basically I was talking to Terry about his sexual preferences. And I was like, damn, we should just talk about sideshow freaks. And that's literally what happened. He's like, I don't know if he was joking with his answers, but his answers like caused me to think that sideshow freaks might be a good topic.
Well, everybody thinks they're love handles and I keep telling them they're leg rests.
You were born with those.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
They just get bigger and bigger.
It's crazy.
More comfortable.
Yeah.
They're Eddie Bauer.
They're growing leather.
They're tuck and roll. Yeah,
they fit bigger legs as he gets older.
If I get any hairier though with age, they're going to be fur covered. So it'll be nice and soft. Ooh.
Can I call dibs on your corpse and then, I'm going to make seats for my VW when you're done. I'm going to have Jenna Corbett make seats out of Terry for my butt.
You have like 12 full seater front and back seats?
No, just you got enough for the front, low backs.
I might have enough.
Not for the back.
I was going to use them for a bare fur carpet.
Just fucking his head all propped up.
Just paint him brown and fucking stick him in my living room.
Yeah, but you got to keep the tattoos.
You have tattoos?
Yeah.
Where?
My arms.
Let's see.
Oh, he does.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn. I had no idea.
Yeah. And I got my mom's name on my chest.
Yeah.
I have your mom's name on my chest.
I have hers on my dick. It just says bitch.
So what, like, explain the My Little Pony tattoo though. I don't get it. Like, is that something like
pony tattoo?
Yeah, like a, yeah, it's a pony on your thing? Arm,
the big one.
Yeah.
Are you a brony? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, unicorn.
One. Yeah. What's the one with the yellow mane? Blue yellow mane. I don't understand.
That's Roscoe P. Pongkang.
Oh, okay. Pongkang.
I'm going to leave it alone.
It's one that I made up.
I never understand the brony thing. It's weird.
Your son was into it, wasn't he? He knew about the bronies.
I don't think so. He's a Pokemon fucking crazy right now.
I think it's just a way to be cool without actually doing anything.
I don't know. My buddy Bob was into the My Little Pony game.
Shut the fuck up.
Nah, I'm dead serious. He's like 50. I don't even know why. I don't know.
It is.
He's not a pedophile or anything. Like, it's weird.
No, there's no. Why would there be? That's awkward now.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, it's grown men into little kid, like.
Well, they're not into the little thing. Kids. They're into
I know, but yeah.
Shit got weird.
Are they? Are Hold they on. Not?
We're
going to
get this
kids.
Shit straight right here, okay? Bronies are not. No, I'm just kidding. I don't care.
Well, it's your tattoo. Fuck. It's
Your tattoo.
No, no judgment. It's your tattoo. You do what you want.
So the circus.
Yeah. So
cover up.
There's a lot of debate. It's funny. Like, historians fight over the origins of the circus. Like when I was the pyramids. Shit, they were like, no, it started in Roman times, which I fucking think I have to side with that. Like, you know, there's coliseums and shows, and it is kind of owed to that.
And kings and queens would have, like, gestures come in and gestures. They'd play the game.
They would just walk in and hold their arms.
They would have gestures come in, and they would have acts come in and perform for them. Right. So kind of a sideshow thing there.
Gestures doing various gestures.
Yeah, they were doing various gestures.
But it might be one of those things where you fight over, like, who created what. Like, did they really, because they didn't call it a circus.
They did, though. Circus Maximus. They literally did.
Yeah.
I feel like Roman language is just fucking, you just add is to the end of it.
That's no, true. Just Maximus.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Cock I might have a beer. Yeah, I might have a beer Maximus. It's fucking Roman.
It seems like Spanish, where you just fucking add loss to the end of it or some shit. You can make it up fake. Yeah. But no, they had Circus Maximus. Like, it really did. But they were rectangle.
It didn't have the single ring in the middle either. Like that.
That is kind of like the defining thing.
But that
eventually.
Was only because of the horses.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But they did have circuses, and they called it circus. And that's where the term comes from. Like, circus in Latin means circle, which is something that came from Greek that came from.
Then how are these history teachers fighting over the shit in the parking lot? That doesn't make any sense.
People are purists about shit. I don't know. Maybe you're ring it's, thing. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's because it's not about, it's just about who's right or wrong. It's not about what they're fighting about.
Okay.
It's about me being right and you being wrong. And not wanting to give up on that. You know what I mean?
Sure. But basically back in the day, there wasn't shit to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I was.
Well,
yeah,
there was all kinds of stuff. You could watch public hangings. You could listen to politicians. Yeah.
You had to travel though. I mean, you know, like, so when
there was mutton eating contests.
Yeah.
No. So they would fucking dumb shit. Like, it's fucking sucks. You picture the plays where they're up there doing their fake thing and the horse thing, you know, it looks like a fucking marionette show with
but
real
that was
people.
Cool.
That
if
was the
you
best
didn't
you
have
do,
anything else.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, like, for sure.
But they had plays, they had ballets,
they were called gleemen.
Yeah.
And minstrels, which I think is so weird. I can't separate that from a period. Yeah. It's just like,
it was, they were just minstrels. On stage perioding.
Mm-hmm. Perioding with the gestures of perioding. In the medieval times, as we call it, castle times, in England, there was traveling performers that would go from village to village, and they were called gleemen and minstrels.
And this is in the 1600s,
and they would literally
1700s,
just they would just show up and tell fucking stories and shit. It was kind of, so that's debatable, but you know, in Roman times, they did have these large rectangular rounded at the end, what they called circuses, and built permanent structures. And they would do the naval scenes that you hear associated with, like the Colosseum and whatnot. And they had gladiator battles, and they did have animals and shit involved that sort of seems like it's entertainment in this enclosed arena, and it was called Circus Maximus. I think that's pretty arguable that something is rooted from there. It's literally called
definitive.
Circus.
I wouldn't even call it arguable.
Yeah. Like, that's, so I don't know how these other guys
if they're
are
calling
that.
It Circus Maximus, right. Like, it's kind of the biggest circus.
Somewhere,
like,
it's like, somewhere a historian is going to get mad. He's going to stumble across
I didn't even,
this.
You know what's funny? I didn't
I'm
even look
hashtag
up.
Circus just was, so some guy finds it.
I was busy looking up all the stuff about circuses and freak shows and stuff that I didn't look up what circus meant.
Oh, really? I read it, but then it was so boring. I just was fuck that.
So I'm thinking it's just a gathering of, do you have the
definition of it? Yeah, no, it's basically Latin circus meant circle. And it's originally derived from a romanticized Greek circos, which I don't know what it meant.
Which is why Terry forgot it.
It meant circle or ring.
Yeah.
So,
which the Colosseum technically is a circle.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, but the Colosseum was not the circus. Maximus.
No, that wasn't the Circus Maximus.
That was a different.
Oh, it wasn't. Oh, so they didn't hold. See, I didn't read about this.
I'm just saying, like, it's the fucking, it did go that far back. You know what I mean? Like, definitely. It did.
Whether it's the traditional big top, no, it wasn't the traditional big top, but it moved into that slowly over the years. You know, people started developing what a circus was.
I think it's interesting how people find out that they have these weird skills. Like you're talking about, you're going back far enough that like certain things didn't exist, half of it because technology didn't exist, but who figured out they could juggle? They're just like, hey, look, apples, and they're going to risk bruising them when it's the only food they have.
Who figures probably out anything?
Juggling them.
Probably the same dude that got caught for stealing fucking apples and had to figure out some way to get out of getting beheaded.
I guess it's fucking complete boredom. Like I said, you're just fucking tossing apples in the air and catching them and you find out you're good at it, you know? So
you start with... Two, you know what I mean? Like you're fucking, you know, who created the fucking fidget spinner? You know what I'm saying? Like
some asshole.
Why?
Miyamura Satoshi. Yeah. So, I don't know.
But I'm just saying though, like somebody came up with like, they were spinning something in their fingers and I was like, you know what? If I put a ball bearing in this and I make the,
fucking
I'm gonna
skateboarders
sell a million
did
of them.
That. Wait, when we were kids, with we did
bearings.
That.
With the So I mean, somebody figured that out and said, oh, I'm going to make this thing out of it. You know what I mean? Because they were doing that and I was like, oh, this relieves my stress. And voila.
Does it really, though?
I don't know. I don't really have no idea.
Primarily, though, what we see as, like, the modern-day circus really had roots in, like, equestrian horseback riding and stuff. It's really weird. So there was a Philip Astley, who's considered to be, like, the, I don't know, I think somewhere
the
it was,
father
like, the
of
father
the
of the modern-day
circus.
Modern circus, yeah.
So basically, most other people that would do any type of equestrian shows did it in a straight-line format, like old-school jousting-type arena.
Yeah.
And he had the idea, I guess he had, I think he's the one that was in the military.
Yeah, he was a cavalry.
He was a cavalry sergeant major.
Yeah, and so he comes back and starts a horse riding school, and I guess outside of the normal horse riding training, they would get like fancy, like the dudes that were super cool would learn how to like stand up on the horse while it's riding and do like tricks.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And what the way they did that is at their horse riding school they had a circle, because that makes sense, like you can continue to do what you're doing
right
in a circle and never stop, rather than like, oh, I'm down here, I'm gonna turn
the horse
and come
dies
back. Until the horse dies. Yeah, it takes a long time.
That's why jousting in a circle didn't work. They're chasing each other.
It does, but I don't know. That might be kind of cool. They would hit and miss and then come back
and come back around.
In the next orbit, it's like asteroids.
You wouldn't have that long to gather your shit together either. So it's like,
here it comes again.
Yeah. Well, and like, that's the thing. Like you talk about like how they create this stuff out of boredom, but who created fucking making a steel ball and putting a motorcycle inside of it and riding around with fucking multiple motorcycles? You know what I mean?
That
like,
shit's gnarly.
I don't know. Like, those are unspeakable things. You know what I mean? Like, who the fuck was like, yeah, we're going to do this? And how many times did they fuck up? And how many times have people died? You know, like, I don't know. It's
so
insane.
That whole horse riding school is like 1768. By 1770, it started to get popular because there's literally fuck all to do. People are watching these guys do horse tricks. And what they decided to, like, he needed space filler as the acts were coming out. So they would fill the spaces between transition with jugglers and just various fucking weird skilled.
There was like acrobats, tightrope walkers, jugglers, and a clown.
Who figured out tightrope? Someone was like, I'm going to try to walk across that shit. Yeah. Tie it really tight. I'm going to walk on that.
With like leather sandals.
Yeah. Boredom, I guess.
Jesus sandals.
But then they figured out if you can do it at 2 feet, you can do that shit at 100 feet. Yeah. And then they fucking get real.
Easy.
Yeah. Not all of us can do that shit at 100
feet. Isn't that
feet.
Weird? You could walk across a 2x4 right here if I lay it on the fucking ground.
You lift
go
it
grab a $100
feet.
Bill. If I put that shit up 20 feet in the air,
I'm
you will panic and you're not doing
well,
it.
Well, gravity is a thing, you know, like as soon as you're up higher, gravity's pulls harder.
No, that's not how that works.
Yes, it does.
Mm-mm.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Break.
I was like, how long can we do it for? Is he going to stop us? So yeah, they start creating these transition acts with jugglers and tightrope walkers and shit. And then it becomes kind of popular. So then they realize it would be beneficial to like start making permanent structures. So that's where they start to like build fucking wood buildings. And then they put that ring in the side, which they called it the circle or the ring. They weren't very creative. I don't know.
It's a ring.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Why did they have to be creative? It's a fucking circle. It's
pretty fucking
it's
creative
the ring.
That they're putting like whole acts together and you're just sitting at home wiping your ass.
So, they still called it the three ring circus when there's three rings. So, I mean,
they didn't really change it.
That
didn't come around until 1881.
Well, I know that, but they added more rings. They were like, you know what we should do? Add more rings.
Well, that was because they couldn't build the tents any bigger. They could only do longer. So when they got so long, like nobody at the ends could see the ring in the middle.
So they had to have stuff going on.
Yeah,
on the
they
other
added
sides.
Other rings.
That makes sense. Yeah, so that's like 1782. They start building buildings, and during around that time, they have a competition. Someone's like, "Well, fuck, man, I got horse tricks. I could do this." And so they start. Someone else starts doing a competition. Rise. I think it was a Charles Hughes or something started Royal Circus and Philharmonic Academy or something. And then he, what was the fucking deal? Something about Russia. But it's funny to me, like here and in England. People chose to be performers, but then like Russia and China got on the bandwagon and they had like the state's circus. So they're like, that's where they just start getting 4-year olds and fucking, you know, you talk about mistreatment of elephants and tigers. Yeah. Like they have children training to be badass acrobats from like fucking age 4. Yeah.
Russia's always had a weird fascination with the circus too. Cause all the way into like 1919, Lenin, head of the USSR, expressed a wish for the circus to become the people's art form.
That's so German sounding. It sounds like fucking the people's car, Volkswagen.
Yeah. Well, Hughes originally went to the court of Catherine the Great in St. Petersburg, Russia.
I knew some Russia.
He basically went there and did all his equestrian shit, you know, because it was that style of stuff was big in Russia. So pretty interesting.
What else was there? It doesn't start to get crazy until the later 1800s. Like in 1835, the first elephant was introduced in the United States and they started to do the wild animal thing, which ends up being a problem now because they're fucking start stomping people after you beat them for 20 years. Apparently they go on a rampage and tear the tent down.
That's like monkeys get angry when they get old, you know, like everybody, I want an ape. And you're like, yeah, until they're fucking 10 or 12 or how old they get before they maul you.
Age 4 or 5 or something. Oh, they start to reach sexual maturity. Testosterone kicks in, dude, and a fucking chimpanzee will eat your face. This is the crazy thing about chimpanzees. When they get aggressive and they get mad, primal instinct, they go for two things. Three things. I think
your throat,
it's like
your face.
It's your groin.
Yeah, your groin, your face
and your hands or something fucking crazy. So it'll eat your fucking balls off, eat your face off. It's just some primal tactic that they fucking go for.
No, if it doesn't have any teeth, do you have to pay for that?
you get the teeth removed from the ape.
Condone such a thing, by the way.
Yeah. So 1835, 135 enterprising farmers. enterprising. They'll pick you up.
On to Peru.
It's a car rental place.
Yeah, it's a car rental place.
It was an elephant rental.
Yeah.
Transportation. Back in the day, and it was called Enterprise. Too, that's Enterprise. Where they started. Yeah.
They pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the traveling American circus began. And that's where Barnum basically came in. And kind of just changed the scene.
I think
of the
Barnum
circus,
came in 1880.
In 1871.
Yeah.
So basically from 1835 to 1871, the circus was pretty much developed and perfected as the circus we kind of know it. You know, it's been changed over the years, but it's been the big top, you know, that came out, and that's where it was perfected in those things.
But in 1871, this is super cool though. I found this really interesting. They were before, when the circus would travel, they would do it by train, right?
Yep.
And they had to have these fucking giant cranes come in and pick up all the shit and lift it and set it on these fucking carts. And it was super laborious and it was a fucking pain in the ass. And this fucking guy, Cameron Coop, I think it was, he fucking just figured out, like, just lay a board across the fucking carts and make it into like one cart. So they made
like
these things
between
the carts. Yeah. Then they put a ramp at the end of it. And then they just fucking wagon rolled all the shit from the end all the way down the line to the point
it took a guy to figure that out.
Yeah.
Like,
but it was so
innovative. Yeah, but what
happens
when you get it halfway loaded and realize you fucked up because you forgot Donald's suitcase?
Then you can grab that fucking crane and take it off from the side if you have to, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
But chances are you didn't fuck up. You're trapped. Right. You got this down. That's cart one, cart two. It goes in this order, goes up there. You throw some chalk blocks under the fucking wheels and it doesn't move. But it was so innovative that the army was like, oh, what the fuck?
The army hadn't figured that out.
Like that they could transport shit that way, and they were like, how is the circus making it across with all of these people, all this personnel,
loading everything,
so organized, how is it all loaded with these animals, with rations, with supplies, with all this shit? And they looked at it and it revolutionized the way
military
transferred based off of the circus. Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
It was actually,
did they forget about all that then? Because I just watched a train ride
I don't know how they get them on there actually. You see those tanks and all that shit going
Humvees?
They had one fucking Humvee per trailer, and you could clearly get like two on it.
Yeah, but maybe they were picking stuff up from somewhere else too. Like now it's changed though. They have a crazy amount of different.
You got
ways
50
to do
Humvees
stuff.
And there's 100 carts, and they just said it's safer. Let's put it in the fucking middle so they don't bump bumpers.
Maybe. Yeah,
I don't know.
I
wonder if they drive them across like that.
Yeah, so on that note, this is, you know, the circus was kind of perfected and it became the circus, the big top, the, you know, the ring, you know, the ring-a-ling. And Barnum was accredited as to basically just creating the sideshow, the freak show.
He had a museum, and I can't remember what it was called like a dead museum or Museum of Death or something like that.
Yeah, well, it was the Barnum American Museum. Well, it was, he ran the Barnum American Museum.
There was a term that had to do with death.
I don't know if they called it something different or not, but that was the name of the museum.
It was basically an oddities museum, though, like weird shit.
Yeah, so he had like a Fiji mermaid. He had General Tom Thumb, who we'll talk about, and other oddities. And then in 1871, that's when he launched the traveling spectacle that he would go around and basically create the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. So he partnered up, with these big tops that would travel around, and he would take his sideshow, along with those circus so that the spectators from the outside would basically pull the spectators in. Pretty interesting.
Well, what's crazy is, dude, the reason they had to start traveling was because it got so popular. I heard on a documentary I watched, I don't know the time period for sure, but I think it said in a 1 year period, enough people passed through that museum that it was equal to the population of the United States.
Yeah.
In a 1 year period.
Damn.
He had, I have in my notes somewhere, he had upwards of 550,000 different exhibits in that museum.
That mermaid one that you mentioned, did you read about that at all?
It's fake.
It's fake. Yeah. But so what they did was, and this would happen a lot.
Wait. It's fake?
Yeah. Yes.
What? It's
fake. Mermaids aren't real.
Someone that last week tried to tell me about the mermaid documentary. Have you seen that?
Yeah. It looks better.
Until it screams or whatever. That gets weird. But yeah, that they do that. There's one on dragons. The dragon one's actually convincing.
Dragons are real.
You would get through that. How many dragons do you know? Since Dave's
not here. Still have dragons in the right now.
So they would have some fake attractions. So there was this mermaid, basically. They took some type of aquatic creature that had a thick enough skeleton that it was equivalent to that of a chimpanzee, actually, of like a monkey of some sort. Monkeys aren't chimps. Chimps aren't monkeys. Apes. I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. But they had a monkey skeleton is what the fuck. And it kept saying it on the documentary over and over.
Oh, was it British or something?
Yes. He was like, who would take a skeleton? They just kept saying that over and over. Anyways,
the skeleton of the monkey.
They took the monkey.
They had an Australian accent.
And they fused it with some aquatic creature, put paper mache on it and fur, and then sold it off as a mermaid skeleton. I'm going to keep saying that.
The skeleton. Yeah, that's the only thing.
But even though that shit was fake and most people realized that it was fake,
it was still an oddity.
They offered it like once you would buy a ticket in, there were special attractions that were like hidden behind curtains and shit. By just offering to see that Fiji mermaid or whatever with your ticket price, they tripled ticket sales.
Yeah.
And that's how just was fake shit that they're making up.
It's one of those things like it's kind of, it's kind of a joke too. Like there was a guy, he was talking about how he created, it was the, come see the giant man eating or man killing bat. And it will crush your skull and blah, 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 all this stuff. Right. And it's this big banner. They talked about the banners and how cool the banners were. And they made it like, oh wow. Like we're going to pay $1 and we're going to walk in this room. We're going to see this giant man eating bat. Like it's going to be so super awesome. And I was thinking in my head, I was like, I bet you it's going to be a fucking giant baseball bat.
Right.
Sure enough, it was. He's like, yeah. And I paid this guy to carve this giant bat and put blood on it and stuff. And it's just a funny thing. And the people walk in, they're like, like that's funny, and they paid money.
Nickel.
Yeah, well, yeah, they paid, or now it's newer. It's like $1 or something, you know. So like, so they paid to get scammed, basically, and it's kind of funny, you know, like
it's
because
not enough to get mad about, and you're not going to go spread the rumor because you want the other guy to get fucked.
And you walked into it, didn't say it was a fucking vampire bat or like some animal.
That being said, it
actually said what it was
at the fucking fair. Have you ever gone in any of those fucking weird oddities things they have at the Kern County Fair?
Yeah,
the giant horse. What the fuck, dude? Have you been in that?
No, I haven't been to the fair since I was a kid.
So there's like a giant pig and you're like, God damn, that's a big ass pig.
Yeah.
It's like $1 or two to go see it, right? And I was like, Jesus, that's I don't feel ripped off.
A large pig.
I didn't know. And I'm like, is it fake? And then it like fucking moves and you're like, no, that's a real fucking pig. That's pretty crazy. But it's just pretty crazy. The horse, I'm fucking speechless, honestly. I don't know what the fuck is happening.
So you felt right there what people saw when they saw those oddities. Right.
You walked in there and I was like, I saw the pig. What's
it
gonna
be? Was it a real horse?
It's a dude, unless it's animatronic and amazing, you couldn't see the top of the motherfucker was the crazy part. Like, you walk into the tent and you're like, the belly of the horse is eye level. High. And there's fucking legs coming down and you're like, that shit's fake. It's like, it's going to be like preserved statue. And then it fucking moves around and re-steps to get, cause it's fucking standing and like getting crazy leg
programmed to
no, it was real, dude. It was fucking real.
Yeah. You can kind of tell.
And I was like, you had to move over and like, look up.
I've never seen
the
horse.
Where's the top of the fucking horse? It was unbelievable.
If you can't see the top.
You could.
It's already red flag.
But I'm saying is that the little room is so small that when you walk in,
I don't know.
It's belly height. Tiny. You have to like move up and look up to see the fucking horse. It was unbelievable.
Tiny Terry's skeptical.
He is.
I believe you, Brent.
I'm going on your side tonight.
It was amazing.
Yeah, he's calling bullshit, but
to the point I lost track of where the fuck we're at.
No, we're talking about Barnum.
I'm just skeptical.
Yeah. You're just calling him.
Huh? So
calling.
So yeah, Barnum has those oddities attractions.
Yeah.
But what he didn't have was a circus. He had a fixed mortar building.
So Barnum, where he came from, he was pretty much a natural salesman. He started off when he was 12, peddling snacks and cherry rum to soldiers. He was a newsie. And he also tried his hand at running a boarding house. So he was pretty much from the age of 12, he was just a businessman. Because
you always want to just try your hand at running a boarding house.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, anything that's going to make money, right? He's probably, you know, at that time, I mean, you're looking at, you're just trying to survive. You know what I mean? So you can do anything that's going to give you a penny or a nickel or whatever the fuck you could get, you know?
True.
So in 1835, he actually bought rights to an elderly slave for $1,000 named Joyce Heth. That's the 161-year-old lady, right? Supposedly the former nurse for George Washington. He put her on exhibit and paid her. And he made about $1,500 per week, which at that time is a lot of money.
Shit, that's a lot of money now.
So she died, and the doctors determined that her actual age was 81.
Yeah.
So it was a fucking scam. But what they were saying was that the people that found out about it really didn't care because it was entertaining, it was entertainment. So it really didn't matter too much.
But that's the other thing that's good to bring up, because like a lot of this, it became political at some point, and we'll get into it when we get into the stuff. Like, people thought these people are being exploited, but really, as we get through these,
they had nothing else to
do. They were home.
Like, are they going to work at Taco Bell?
Right.
No.
In that time period, there was no program for the disabled.
I thought you were going to say there was no Taco Bell.
Yeah, there was.
1800s, motherfucker, there was Taco Bell.
No, there was Taco Bell. Yeah. It was just on the other side of the border at that time.
They didn't call it that.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. I was thinking that too. Like, what else would these people do?
They would be outcast from society and fucking
but
like.
The other side of that though is that they were actually like the sideshows and the oddities that he had. These people, they were normal people. They just had disabilities. Some of them weren't. We'll get into that. But the other thing was like that there were with like people. Right. That were disabled in some way or weird in some way, or people looked at them different in some way.
They had a commonality, like a support group.
The other thing is, though, instead of enabling them and just saying like, hey, here's a check because you're disabled. You can't do anything. You can't work. These people worked for their money.
Right.
They were worth something to somebody.
They also worked in the circus itself. So like if you came into town, you had to set up tents and stuff. That was your manual labor as well as, you know,
Everybody probably set up and everybody probably broke down unless you were probably some of the top acts, you know, that, or tiny and you couldn't do anything and had, you know, some sort of deformity where you couldn't walk.
I could think of something you could do if you're tiny.
Yeah. Wow. So Barnum bought Scudder's American Museum in Manhattan.
10 years from now, when Terry's in jail. Yeah. Like, oh,
1841. I'm pulling Dave here. 1841, he reopened it as Barnum's American Museum. So that's when he opened it. And I misstated, he had 850,000 exhibits. That's a fucking lot.
850,000?
Yeah. So he displayed a collection of 850,000 exhibits of oddities and he had live people in these exhibits. Like they were there standing there. People would come in, walk through and see these motherfuckers. So then plus they had shrunken heads and stuff. And I seen one, the guy had a shrunken head and he's like, yeah, this is an actual, real, authentic, world's smallest human head. And I'm like, that's a fucking monkey. Like you could just tell it looked like a fucking monkey.
I can't remember. There's something to that. There is like a process where you can shrink a head.
But not that much.
Not like that. Yeah.
No, you can make it a little smaller. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But, so In 1842, Barnum met a four-year-old, Charles Sherwood Stratton, who is later goes on to become General Tom Thumb, which is one of Barnum's
He makes a deal with his dad. Yeah, like, yeah, basically, look, your kid has no opportunity.
Yeah.
Let's do this. And they teach him how to sing, how to dance.
Yeah.
He's
at that time, he's 25 inches tall and weighed 15 pounds. He's a fucking cat.
He was the size of a six-month-old baby at age four.
Yeah. So, and there wasn't really anything wrong with him. He had normal intelligence. He just looked like a fucking tiny person.
Right.
He was proportionate. So he trained the boy how to sing and dance. And that was pretty much what made Barnum, because Tom Thumb made kind of a shit ton of money.
He was like legend.
Didn't they also agree to like give him an education and stuff like that too?
I'm sure they did. Like, I think Barnum really cared about, the people that he was hiring. You know what I mean? Like he saw that they were disabled. He saw that nobody else was going to take them in to do anything. And yeah, he used them in a sense to make money and to profit, but yet he gave them a purpose also, you know? And maybe I just have blinders on and that's not completely true.
I don't know the background.
Like everything, it can be debated both ways because some will say he exploited them. Others will say he gave them a home.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a place to fill.
It's kind of proven that the Sideshow Acts felt that they weren't necessarily being exploited because
they were treated good.
Fought back. Yeah, there was like a public outcry at one point to be like, hey, this isn't okay.
You can't do this.
And they were
the
like, you're taking our money away. This is like, fucking, I'm fine. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a woman with a fucking beard to my belly. Like, what, you know, I'm going to shave every day and have 5 o'clock shadow and not going to, like, I'm getting paid to fucking do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But there's probably some that did exploit them and then paid them and fucking didn't, you know.
Well, once you see,
where are you going to go? Like, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah. And once you see Barnum's success, if you're kind of in that same industry, you could. And there were people who exploited,
He was mean to him. He yelled at him. Yeah. Like, what are you going to do, lobster boy? Huh?
Right.
You're going to put you back in the gutter where I found you.
You're going to pinch me?
Yeah. Hmm?
How are you going to masturbate?
That's not
we're a thousand miles from New York. You're not selling hot dogs anywhere. Yeah.
So he retired from the museum business and then he went into the circus business. So he got with Dan Castillo and William C. Coop, which we mentioned, and launched P.T. Barnum's Grand Traveling Museum. So this becomes the starting to become the circus and starting to become the sideshow deal. They were a traveling caravan and they rode around basically and called it the greatest show on earth, which that's what the Ringling Brothers, the Barnum and Bailey Circus was called until the end because it's no longer going now.
And boy, did it end.
Yeah. So Barnum, he took full ownership of the successful venture by 1875. So basically parting ways with the other guys and making the money. In 1881, he joined forces with fellow circus managers, Bailey and Hutchinson. So Barnum and Bailey, that's where that comes from. I don't know where Hutchinson went, but didn't last long, apparently.
Can I stop you and back up for a second?
Yes.
Because the Scotsman, John Bell Ricketts, that brought the first modern circus to the U.S., he actually had George Washington, the president, attend a performance there. During his first season.
I remember reading that,
So Ricketts, do we have more information on him?
I think because Ricketts is also the guy that actually first made the tent, right?
Yeah. They created a Papa or the Big Top.
Right.
Yeah, the Big Top. So there was, I mean, it was basically a huge just conglomerate of people making this happen because it's becoming popular. Like there's no other form of entertainment in town until the circus shows up.
And you could always go to hangings.
Well, yeah, but I mean, even in the late 1800s, are they still hanging people
point? I think so.
Is that what they're doing now? Is that like, so
that's Billy the Kid.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, I mean, but when the circus shows up and you know, they have these oddities and there's a sex appeal to it. You know, they have women and they have, you know, the whole
burlesque stuff.
They have the burlesque stuff, which actually started the burlesque thing in New York and whatnot from the circus, from the sideshows. But they would have tents that would normally you would walk over a wagon and then back down into where the exhibits were, but they would have the special ones where they would have women and I don't know what they were doing in the tent, but apparently
I saw it was basically a strip club
up inside the Big Top, you know, and they would have side doors where these guys were able to come in and out and the farmers would be able to get out without any of their friends seeing them. So it was like this little, you know, slick, what's going to get people sex sells, violent sells. Right.
Always.
So, and they said that when they painted the poster, you know, they would create these posters, these huge posters about, you know, the fucking three-legged man, you know, and it would just be this crazy thing, but it would be, he had two sets of genitalia.
Right.
So like the sex, the violence.
That guy got married and had four kids.
One with each penis. Like, or a couple with each penis.
Yeah, they were fully functional. I saw that guy.
Yeah. And we'll talk about him too. Like, he's super cool. Yeah. Very interesting story. But yeah, I mean, it's just crazy stuff. Like, they had an 11 and a half foot, 6.5 ton elephant. In London.
I don't know if that's big or not.
That's I don't know either.
I've ridden on one once.
7.5 foot's pretty big. I don't know if that's the biggest elephant. You know, I think who else had a fucking elephant traveling around? You know what I mean? So this
damn sure not your Uncle Donnie down the road.
No. So so Barnum was just a huge part of creating what we now know as the Barnum and Bailey Circus, you know, from the early 1900s, where they had the actual sideshows and cool shit, you know, the circus.
And I think they took off to Europe and did a Europe tour, I believe. Yeah. And then when they came back, they found out the Ringling Brothers, like they had some competition when they came back home.
So, but you know, the Barnum was the father of the 10-in-1 grind. The 10-in-1 grind is where they had basically 10 acts performing all day long. And sometimes I guess it could be more, but it was like, you're a sword swallower. You go on, you do your thing. And then somebody else comes on after you. And then once the next act is up and you're done, you come back around and people could just come in and leave as these shows are going on. And you just constantly all day long,
The show. It was actually Joshua Purdy Brown that created the canvas tent to replace the wood buildings.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was not Ricketts. Ricketts, I have a bunch of shit on Ricketts somewhere. I don't know the fuck it's in here. And then we did talk about it because I thought about it. One of my buddies' last name is Rickett, and he's actually like in show business.
And you couldn't get him out of your head, huh?
Is he related?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering, yeah.
You should give this to him and be like, check it out.
He probably already knows. He's like, fuck yeah, that's my uncle. Yeah. Lobster Man, the Black Scorpion, Lobster Boy.
So we talked about Ringling coming into the scene. Basically in 1919, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey combined shows. So that's kind of as it got into it, you know, they probably competed for a while. Bailey died. It was 1 year after Bailey's death. Ringlings acquired Barnum and Bailey.
Right.
So they got bigger and had more money.
I think they were kind of a different show too, though. They had different acts.
Yeah.
Because they said at some point they were trying to run both separate shows as a separate entity.
Yeah.
And then they combined the shows together, be like, it's just easier. We'll just do all this shit under one tent.
And that makes sense.
Well, they competed too, didn't they, in some forms?
Against each other once they were combined? I don't know.
No, not once combined. No. I mean, prior to that.
Barnum
and Bailey took off to Europe. When they came back, they found that Ringling Brothers had fucking started trying to take over their territory.
Right.
It was real Sons of Anarchy, man.
So Barnum ended up dying in 1890. He had a stroke, or actually died in 1891. I'm sorry. He had a stroke. And the Barnum and Bailey show was bought by the Ringling Brothers. So, it said Bailey died too. So after Bailey died, that's the ultimate, you know,
right.
That was the last one. So, so that's pretty much
call
Barnum.
Van Halen anymore
and I kind of highlighted Barnum because he was the creator of the sideshow, and I know we want to get into, you know, some of the sideshow acts.
Right.
Before we do that, there are four main clowns to the circus world.
Enlighten us, sir.
Well, there are the classic white face clowns derived from the Perrault character, which had the pointed hats, the pom poms, and baggy pants, and they originally came from Italy. And so did the shrewd harlequin clowns. They had the full sleeves. Sometimes they had like the grotesque, like stomachs or fake asses.
Are those like the old bum statues, like hobo.
No, they're
clowns.
That's the tramp hobo. Yeah.
Oh, the tramp hobo. Yeah.
The shrewd harlequin ones had kind of like the diamond shaped patterns. Harley Quinn.
Style,
but she has the
more jester.
Right.
Style stuff, yeah.
There was Augusta Clowns, which was white face and rude or grotesque in performance. And the Tramp Hobos, which is the only true North American clown. And this character grew out of the tramps and hobos who rode on the freight trains across the country looking for work.
So the Tramp Hobos were real.
Yeah. Are you scared of clowns? Is that a thing for you?
No.
That doesn't bother me either. Yeah, people are fucking scared of clowns.
I don't understand that one bit.
I saw an interview on like the Today Show. I think
if it's a creepy ass clown, like if it's supposed to be,
I can
like,
see that.
Like,
I
grew up with killer clowns from outer space.
Yeah, but that wasn't really creepy though.
No, it's like, funny as hell.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like if anything is scary, like if you put on a fucking a rabbit mask that's creepy and fucking old.
Yeah, if you wore that pigeon mask and were just standing in the corner, I would be like, what the
kinda
fuck?
Kind of creepy. Like anything could be creepy, but I saw an
interview though where there were two like traditional like entertainment clowns were on and they were mad protesting the movie It.
It's like Bobo the Millennium Clown.
It was like for like ruining the character of a clown. And they're like, he's not even a clown, but he's portraying something. They didn't want to admit they were mad Pennywise. Because he was messing up clowns, but they wouldn't admit that he was a clown.
He is a clown.
It was very weird. Yeah.
What the fuck is it? Like, he is a clown.
Late. What are you going to do?
Demon. How Pennywise?
He's a demon, right?
But he looks like a clown.
Or is this spoiler warning? Are we into like,
I don't know. Who cares? I've never watched that shit.
Oh, okay.
Brent doesn't watch scary movies.
Yeah, I don't watch it.
So he's afraid of clowns.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not afraid of clowns. Yeah. I'm not into that kind
of. We'll watch it then.
You don't have to hide it anymore.
I'm not into that genre. Is there gore?
Yeah. He kills kids.
Oh, if there's gore, then I don't. That's what it is. I don't want to watch the gore.
Oh, that's what it is.
It's not the clowns.
Didn't even know if there was or not.
No, I'm telling you, I don't watch scary movies. I say scary movie as a generalized classification, but what I really mean is I don't want to see blood and fucking guts. Like Event Horizon, I was like, oh, cool, space movie. Nope.
Yeah,
like, I love that.
That's
movie.
The jam.
Yeah,
nope.
That's horrible. Yeah. No, I don't.
That movie's, dude, I watched that when I was like 17 by myself, like in a dark living room. Yeah. And like, I lifted my feet up from the chair.
Nice.
Oh, fuck. Dude, that movie fucking creeps me out.
I snuck into it in a movie theater. We didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
I was like, Event Horizon, what the fuck is that? So I just went in, sat down to watch it, and pretty soon I'm jumping. Like,
yeah,
I
was that
just
shit like, was freaky. Shit.
Yeah, I don't like creepy-ass movie. I just want to see that shit. You can't unsee it.
Oh, that fool's eyes sewn shut. Oh,
and then burning.
Yeah.
I just hate that every sci-fi movie now is it's like, oh, it's a thriller. Some spore got in and the ship's fucking electricity started acting weird. And now people are disappearing. There's one person left that made it to an escape pod and landed. Dude,
our buddy
beacon.
Steve told me that the new X-Files, they had a Mandela Effect episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he said it was super cool. Like they went back. Like it was like crazy back in time, the old music.
Right.
And then they flipped roles.
Did they talk about Garth Brooks?
I think so. Yeah. I think they mentioned it.
I wonder how many people just said that in their head when you said back in time. They sung the whole thing.
Back in time. I'll do that because Dave's not there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are we going to talk about the sideshow acts?
Yeah, we need to. We're getting deep time-wise here.
Oh, yeah. So I have, you have some, you want to just roll? So I got Schlitzy.
Well, the one that you were talking about earlier, the guy with the third leg, their conjoined sibling that was genitals and a leg.
And the spine was still there.
Yeah, that was.
So that's
Francisco Lentini.
Yeah, Frank.
Yeah.
Frank Lentini, the three-legged man, or the ladies' man, as I like to call him.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, he sported
two dicks at the same time.
Yeah, he sported three complete legs, 4 feet, one attached to his leg at the knee, and had 16 toes. So this guy was on baller.
There's a whole joke there about the third leg already, but
did
then
you guys he has hear two about dicks. When he was born. Yeah.
No,
the midwife that delivered him like took him, placed him underneath the bed, and ran screaming out of the room.
Oh fuck yeah! When you have fucking spider baby,
but she placed him like she didn't just drop him and run like oh hell no. She like set him down and then was like dude, fuck this.
Back in the day, like what are you gonna do? My mom has the craziest story. Like she knows this old man that tells the story that when he was born, he was like a sickly baby, and the doctor was like, "We'll just take care of it." And they were like, "What do you mean you take care of it?" They were just going
they
were gonna get rid of him. The baby wasn't well. It was like,
what if you thought he meant they were gonna cure him, and you're like, "Okay, go ahead, take care of my."
No,
kid.
It was like he wasn't gonna. Make
we'll
it,
take
they were
care of
just
it.
Go take care of it, like, right?
But what if you're too stupid to realize what he was saying?
No, you know.
So here's
when
what
the baby
happened,
has
though.
Two heads. When you got Eddie on the fucking on the shoulders, like
this is the craziest story. So I don't know what year this was, but early 19 something. I don't know. So the mom and the grandma or whatever are like, no, we'll take him home. This is our child, you know.
Yeah.
And so something was wrong with him. I can't remember what was wrong with him, but he was fucking like frail and lifeless, you know. They fucking, this is the, this sounds crazy. And I think I've told the story before. They put the oven on low and put him
like
in a blanket and a thing and a board, like pulled the racks of the oven and kept him in the oven
like a baby, like a baby egg,
like an incubator, like an incubator. Nowadays you would,
cause they didn't have an incubator back then.
And the doctors weren't going to try. And they said, no, we'll take him home. And so they put him, this is back when they used to just like lift up the leg of the bed and put it on your fucking pajamas so they could run to the store and buy milk because you couldn't crawl anywhere like Sweet Pea on Popeye and you're just fucking the cartoon baby trying to crawl. Yeah. So they put the baby in the oven in like swaddled in a blanket on like a fucking cutting board or something to keep him warm. And they fucking, like, I swear to God, like, this is some crazy ass grandma shit, like put olive oil on his skin or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was to do, help retain the heat or something, or some old fucking, until he's golden brown. Yeah. But they kept him pink.
This is Jeffrey Dahmer's
grandma.
Because
I guess he was pale, like he was super gaunt, like he was super pale and didn't look like his blood was circulating. And they kept him in there and fucking kept breastfeeding and put him back, and they keep him in there and kept him warm the whole time. And he tells my mom this story, and he's like 87. He fucking lived because of it, and they were just going to throw him away. But his parents put him in the fucking oven with the door open and made like a makeshift incubator. I also have some family members that like the baby bed was just like the middle drawer, like the dresser. Yeah. They'd pulled it out, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah. That's old school, man. Yeah,
back in the day, man. So a spider baby with two dicks. Yeah. Set him in the bed and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. You gotta go. Well, that's the demon baby. Like fucking the devil.
He can jerk off like this.
Double.
He's firing on all cylinders, man. You can't see it.
Well, his patented move was kicking the soccer ball with his third leg. That's awesome. This guy. But he had troubles walking, though. You know, all that. So, so Slitzy, you know about Slitzy, right?
That one I don't know.
This one, he's super popular. He's the last of the Aztec, they call him. His name's Slitzy, or Slitzy Surtees, but they don't really know his birth name. Possibly it says Simon Metz. But he has like a tiny small head.
I do know that.
They call him Pinhead.
That's the name
and
he's a strange looking dude.
Well, and they always dressed him up in woman's clothing. That was his thing. But he got, it was accredited.
He looked like Alice the Goon from, once again, Popeye. I don't know. That's just another Popeye reference.
Maybe it was just Alice the time the frame.
Yeah. Maybe, you know? Maybe it's based off of that.
Yeah. His fame was actually credited to a role he played in Tom Browning's 1932 film called Freaks. And you can find it. But he played a female in the movie and he played a female on stage, but he was actually male. He has, microcephaly.
That's like hydrocephalic.
Yeah. So
where you have water on the brain. Yeah. It's the opposite of that.
Yeah. It was a developmental disorder, and he had the mental capacity of a 3-year-old and the size of a 3-year-old brain and the head. Like he had a tiny head. So, but he was super very popular and they took care of him. Apparently one of the other sideshow performers adopted him and took care of him very well.
Right.
And then
read that bedtime stories.
That guy died. Well, that guy died.
Yeah.
That guy died, and it gets sad because the sister took Slitzy over,
right,
decided it was too hard to take care of him, and admitted him to a mental institution.
Yeah.
Damn.
Just fucked
what
him.
What a bitch.
Yeah, just fucked him up. Bitch. So,
what happens? You have the mental capacity of a 3-year-old, but then the testosterone of a 50-year-old fucking, you know, or grown up. Or
breaking some shit.
Yeah, and the strength. Yeah.
I don't know, dude. So we talked about Tom Thumb a little bit. Tom Thumb would have been a millionaire in today's money. He made so much money for Barnum. Like I said, he was discovered at age 4. He was 40 years old. He got married, had kids. He was actually invited to the president, Abraham Lincoln, to the White House with Abraham Lincoln by Abraham Lincoln. So he was pretty famous. He did continue to grow. He was 3 foot tall when he died, but they couldn't pinpoint the exact form of dwarfism he had. So never really understood what he had or why he was the way he was, but he was pretty small.
Back then, there was no reason to, was there? Like, because nobody was trying to fix it.
No, what happens as like medical technology starts to advance. They realize that, it's not that he's a freak. He has hydrocephalia or whatever, micro, whatever that was. And this person is this type of dwarf.
Yeah.
And this person is a conjoined twin. And that person,
so speaking of the twins, you have Chang and Aang, Bunker. They were actually the first Siamese twins. They were
the Colorado brothers.
Nah, fuck those guys.
Hey, they happen to be the earliest examples because they were around in the 17th century.
Oh,
over
damn.
150 years before Aang and Chang.
Okay, well, Siamese twins was coined after these two guys because they were born in Siam, modern day Thailand. So hence the name, the Siamese twins.
Dude, the one that Terry talked about though, did you see that picture?
No.
It's Lazarus Colorado and Johann Baptista, Colorado or something. Mm-hmm. It's fucking creepy, dude. They look
Where are they connected at?
So there's one full normal guy.
Yeah.
And the other guy is just a protrusion out of his abdominal area and not functional.
So they were full. So he's like a dead body.
No, check it out. This is what's creepy. I almost thought it's like, I want to make a joke about the worst ventriloquist. Like the one guy is fully mobile and a normal dude.
Yeah.
The other dude, his brother, is a protrusion that can't speak. But they said if you poked him in his chest, he would squirm and squeal and shake his arms. If you poked him.
That's not fucking cool.
Yeah.
So he just had motor response, but no real like cognitive capacity and like was kind of didn't
know. So it was like a scene from Aliens?
Yes. It's exactly like that. It's fucking horrifying. But I started to think like, what if that guy's just joking? He has complete control over that. She's like, yeah, watch, poke him in the chest. And he's just fucking like, he's doing it. He can just move his fucking arms and make it squeal or something.
He gets a hard on, the guy just comes up.
It was creepy.
Like,
yeah, he looked like that.
There's
he looked
something
like the,
else about that too. Is according to historian Henry Soval, who spoke to Lazarus on numerous occasions, Lazarus once killed a man angry at being teased.
Fuck.
Yet the court decided they had no choice but to let Lazarus go. They couldn't execute him because it would be unfair to also kill Johannes.
He got let off because his fucking weird brother.
That's a weird,
creepy brother.
Yeah.
So the crazy thing about Chang and Aang were they were connected at the chest, but modern day medicine would have been able to separate them because they were had no like connected organs,
right?
Major
so
organs,
just skin.
So, yeah, just skin, pretty much. And then they had like a partially fused liver, so they would have been able to do that. So they would have been able to live kind of a normal life, and you would have never heard of them.
Did you see the Jones twins?
No.
That was these little fucking babies that at 7 months, they were just like given to the fucking circus.
Yeah.
And they only made it to 15 months and their cause of death is unknown. Probably just.
That's crazy.
Not fucking feeding them.
So then they got put in a jar and you get to be one of the 850,000 exhibits.
Did you see the pickled punks?
Yeah.
That's fucking creepy. Pickled punks is just preserved
such
fetuses in jars.
Yeah.
I bet it is. I
keep those.
If we look that up. But there were basically, they were just preserved fetuses in jars. And I don't remember who the person was, but they had 18,000.
Oh my God.
Pickled punks. Yeah.
That sounds like a candy, like a Sour Patch Kid.
You have to think like, about like the birth mortality rate and stuff. Like you don't hear about it today. Like shit goes down. There's a miscarriage or something. Back then they were like, I'll buy that.
Hold on, guys. I got the vegan candy. Oh, we're going to make pickled punks.
Oh,
like it's vegan.
It's pure vegan, but
pure
it looks
vegan.
Like a baby in a jar.
It looks like a baby in a jar though. I mean, they want to eat like turkey and stuff too. So, but beating
it is
up David, he's not even here.
Yeah, they want shit that tastes like other shit.
God damn, that turkey was horrible.
That was bad. It wasn't good.
Next up, I got Joseph Merrick, the Elephant Man. He was one of the most famous performers who ever lived, which I don't know. I mean, I think some of the other guys are cooler. Like this guy just
had a fucked up face. He was more disfigured than he was figured. Like that poor guy.
Yeah, he was super bad.
He had a rough, though.
Yeah, pretty much had a bunch of cysts and fucking just shit on his face.
Right.
But he got named the Elephant Man, not because he looked like an elephant. His mother was scared by an elephant when she was pregnant with him. And thought that that's why he was disfigured.
There was actually scientific like philosophy and thought at the time
that would happen.
That if you're a horse scared, like if you were pregnant and a traumatic event occurred, it would directly affect like the fucking development of your child. But I'm like, okay, what if you almost drown? Then what happens? Like your kid's scared of water. But they were like, yeah, if a horse kicked your fucking mom, you're going to be born and look like a horse. That's what happened to Sarah
Jessica
Parker.
Is that what happened
in
Britain? Britain, like horses were running around.
They're big
and
equestrian. Yeah. And it's such a tight lineage that they like everyone's a cousin.
Come
and
on, Terry, get on board. You're feeling uncomfortable over there.
Only one mom had to get scared in the royal family because they're all it's everybody's grandma.
It's everybody's blood.
It's everybody's grandma.
Like Queen Elizabeth got kicked by a horse. And
I just
want to
stand up
like
and scream Free Ireland.
Yeah.
Kissing cousins. Fuck.
So the Elephant Man, he was 5 when it started revealing itself. We talked about his mother being scared by the elephant. Where she saw that, I have no idea. He joined the sideshow as a way to support himself. Didn't make much money as a performer. He was super famous, but he died from asphyxiation in his sleep in 1890. So, he didn't live, 1862 to 1890. So he wasn't that old.
Have you seen that? I don't know what I watched. I saw all this. Oh, you know what I think it is? It's Idiot Abroad, but he goes to India and there's a yogi, with elephantitis on his face, and he could, like, it's to the point that he almost can't breathe.
Yeah.
Like, and it's fucking sketchy. And they can cut it off.
Yeah.
No, dude, those guys are crazy. There's a fucking yogi. Speaking of just like weird sideshow freak status, there's these guys that do, like, you know, extreme acts of longevity for like starvation or whatever they're going to do. There are yogis that have held their hand in the air for 17 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So it's completely,
it's like the,
frozen, emaciated, and their fingernails are curled up because they never put their arm down. They did it to themselves.
Oh, the blood doesn't go up there.
Yeah. And it looks like,
what's that? With somebody. Cause I'm like, all right, hurry up and nail the fucking nail in or I'm done.
Dude, what's the commercial where the guy's hopping on? He's like, I dare you to hop on one leg until I tell you to stop. And he's like, fucking, and then they're like little kids. And then it goes to where they're like fucking in their 30s and he rolls up and he's like still hopping on his leg and like one leg's all tiny and skinny and the other one's all huge and buff. And he's like, hey, what's up, man? He's like, what's up? And he drives off and he's like, come on.
I've never seen that?
I don't either. That's fucking hilarious.
We don't watch that offensive channel.
Oh, man. So my favorite, this one's my favorite, one of my favorites is
Chelsea Charms.
Ella Harper, which is the camel girl. So her knee, so she looks like the girl from It, or not The Ring, but Ju-on The Grudge, that's like all crazy, like, and she, her legs, her knees actually bend backwards, like the alien movie we were talking about.
Dude, my kid's elbow does that. Like, so Maddox's elbow.
She's like,
backwards.
She's like creepy, like walks
scary.
They called her
fuck.
The camel girl, and she walks like upside down and backwards on her hands.
Oh, that's probably what that movie was based off of. Dude, that's scary as fuck.
Her knees bend the wrong way, and she bends over backwards with her knees bending the wrong way. And basically was picked up. Joined the circus, joined Barnum. And she had a condition known now as genu recurritum.
Hakuna Matata.
And basically it's
so I can't really do it.
A deformity of the knee that makes it bend backwards, kind of like a hyper extension, basically. Right. But this is like extreme. Like, look her up. Her name's Ella Harper, the camel girl. A fucking
doggy
trip.
Style, but would be interesting in that situation.
Oh, she was only 16.
Oh shit.
Nah, she went, when she gets
well, she had to have been 18 at one point.
Nah, she died.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that's fucked that's up.
No, actually, I'm just kidding.
You finally break it and make a joke.
Yeah,
and it's just,
I'm done. I'm walking out. Fuck this.
Nah,
it's over.
She actually got married, and they couldn't really find out what happened to her, but I think she got married and had some kids. She kind of just got out of the circus and had a normal life, but she actually made good money. She made like $200 per week.
Really
so she was, but she was creepy as fuck.
Plus,
though,
doggy style was basic for her. Missionary.
Maybe that's why
she got freaky.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No.
Oh, wow.
Well, like she's on top and kicking you in the head. Like, right. It's some weird fucking thing. Like,
she'd be on bottom kicking you in the head.
So the other one, Lionel, the lion faced man, which is similar to the elephant man. Lionel was, his father was scared by a lion when his mom was pregnant. And
they
now he looks
made
like
that
a lion. So he has just a fucked up form of fucking the wolf man, werewolf syndrome, and his face is covered and he just happens to look like a lion, but was, I guess, super popular. He was born in 1881 in Poland, joined the sideshow and fucking just stood there. And I guess he was super nice.
Right.
Super nice. So, talk to the people. Like,
so like he has said, there's classifications of clowns. There's classifications of freaks. So all the ones that you're describing are what are called born freaks.
Yeah.
There's three classifications of freaks, which the last one, it's just retarded. So that's born freaks. There's working acts, which are like sword swallowers and all the people, which who
fire
the fuck tried to do that? The one guy was like, check this out. I can do this. Isn't it weird? It's men are always sword swallowers doing the deep.
Not
throat.
Always. I
there's
know some
women.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's a lot of females that are sword swallowers. They just do smaller swords.
Yeah. Just not.
Terry
mine.
Couldn't test it.
No.
Yeah. Just not mine. He got all sad.
Sorry.
This is like, great. Can you pretend like you're gagging? So then there's made freaks, and they were like, so they do this example, like born freaks, wolf boy, bearded lady, elephant man.
So the lizard man would be a made freak because the lizard man cut his tongue, got fucking implants, got tattoos to look like a lizard.
Didn't he have some kind of skin condition though?
I don't know.
That would be a born freak still if he has a condition. So, point.
This
is,
guy looks like a he's tattooed.
When you get to made freaks, though, they're like people with tattoos. And I was like, really? That's all
a
you
million
got?
Piercings.
That was their only
like
example,
that.
Though. It was like, and I couldn't find like made freaks.
Have, like he's talking about the piercings, they have the implants.
I'm talking about back in the day, though, like antiquity status.
Okay.
Like,
because nobody had tattoos.
Tattoos. That was a crazy thing.
It's like, so
like your brony tattoo would categorize you in that.
Yeah, you could actually be in the circus.
I'm going to change it into a brony tattoo now.
You should.
Well, it wouldn't take much. I mean, it's already.
But are you going to change the color on the pony? Like,
you're going to change his mane or something? You put hearts on like the hindquarters of the pony or something?
No,
you're going to make it a not unicorn pony.
Then you have to change the name.
You're gonna.
That's their power. Is the symbols on the
hindquarters?
Isn't it?
I knew you. So speaking of, isn't it? Don't tell me, isn't it?
Speaking of bronies. Annie Jones, the bearded lady. Yeah. So the bearded lady, I mean, pretty famous, looks like a dude with women's hair.
There was the one
they called her Monkey Girl. They were mean to her. So she was one of the most popular bearded women in the business. So she kind of made the bearded lady popular. Pretty interesting. I have one last one. And this guy, I feel bad for him. His name is Isaac Sprague. Yes, that's how you say his name, but they call him the human Skellington. So
from here on forward, if you're in the skull, you must say Skellington, not skeleton.
So he was a normal boy until age 12. He rapidly started losing weight. He had zero muscle mass. It was labeled extreme progressive muscular atrophy. At 24, he was incapable of working, so he joined the sideshow.
He married a 400-pound woman, though.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that?
Well, yeah, no, I didn't see that. I seen that he was married. But at 44, his official measurements were 5'6" tall, and he weighed 43 pounds.
Damn.
So this guy was...
That's a bag of dog food.
Dude, less, yeah. That's, yeah, 50-pound bag of dog food.
That's Auschwitz.
Yeah. So at that time, they got official measurements from him. He died 2 years later. So at 46 of asphyxiation, I have a hard time saying that. How come all these guys are dying of asphyxiation?
Well,
because they're married and their wives are killing them.
Yeah, you know, if you don't have any like blood flow or blood supply, your red blood cells like that, you know, he's suffocating without suffocating.
True.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So, as a result though, he was so popular that the living Skellington Act became, common at many sideshows. So, those are the ones
he married a 400-pound woman though.
Oh, actually, and I have more, but
it was super common too amongst the freaks like that. They would marry each other.
But
it would be super odd. Like it would literally be like, the bearded
the
lady,
tiny skinny guy
and the little, and the Tom Thumb guy or the skinny guy and the heavy lady, like very strange stuff, but they had a commonality, you know?
Well, they have a commonality. Yeah. Plus I'm sure, you know, they're just people. So they have, you know, common
interests. Attractions.
Well.
Yeah. Right. Some chubby
I got
chasers.
A couple of
you know
these
what I mean?
For you though.
Well, I have one more and I wanted to talk, I really want to talk about the pincushion guys.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you did bring that up.
Yeah. So these guys, there's a guy named, Marin Dajo, who was born in the Netherlands, 1912. They called him the Invulnerable Man. And this guy started by, he could put swords through his body. And I watched some modern day guys do this. Like, I don't know
how
the
bleed.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't bleed. There's literally a sword going through the middle of his torso. They put 44 swords or some shit like that and had him x-rayed. Like, and
so it was legit swords. There wasn't like
no. They were legit.
They're skinny. They're not a broad sword.
Well, they're skinny. They're like fencing swords. They're like the swords that you swallow,
Terry.
Still a
piece of fucking metal, though.
Yeah, right? No, it's a piece.
Well, the swords I swallow, they have, you know.
They have a mushroom.
They
have a mushroom tip.
They have a skin.
We call it spaded, but, you know.
Self-lubricating.
Yeah. So, they literally, these guys stick swords through their bodies and do not. It does not cause
injury.
You're
talking about impaled, front
they
to back.
They impale them.
Like
yes.
Come out
this
between
is,
your ribs.
Vlad the Impaler would be pissed.
Yeah.
Like, he would be
or
trying
excited.
To... Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, because, like, literally, the
can't
the
dip
fucking...
his bread in the blood, though.
Yeah.
So, and no blood.
No blood.
There's those people that do the body piercing, they like, hang from stuff, the suspension stuff.
Right. That's,
and somehow
that's,
they...
They bleed, though.
Not really, though.
If you watch them... Yeah, but in the... During... In, or in certain parts of your body, you don't bleed all that much.
Maybe
and
it's like
and
it's
if you're just going through the... Yeah, the subdermal layers and you're supporting your weight with hooks and stuff. People do that.
Right.
And it causes an endorphin reaction, so it's like a drug.
Right.
This guy, though, is literally... Like, I mean... You can see, I'll show you a picture. You can't see, but you can look him up. Or look at pincushion. He's fucking literally a sword through the fucking chest.
God
damn. Like, it looks like a fucking fencing sword.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, that shit tripped me out. Like, I want to go see that shit.
Yeah.
Like, that would be my spectacle.
There's a modern day person that does
that?
Yes,
there's people that fucking do that shit now.
He just knows that he misses all the vital organs right there?
I have no fucking idea. I have no idea. And how do you not bleed?
Well, they were even saying the people that sword swallow
can... Maybe
it's
just scar tissue built up over time.
It's a tunnel now?
Enter. Yeah.
Dude.
He has PVC inserted and he just has to puncture the outer layer.
It could be.
Yeah.
No, they've actually x-rayed these guys and even the newer ones and there's nothing in them. They just fucking literally stick the sword through the fucking body.
They just like, learn where to go.
I guess, so you don't
kill yourself.
Yeah, how did you figure that fucking shit out at one point? Like someone stabbed you and you're like, well, shit. Like, I'm okay.
If I go in at this angle and this depth, then I can kind of move my liver out of the way, man. And go in a little more.
Well, it's the same thing about the sword swallowing, because that can kill you.
Right.
You guys ever watch those crazy shows where, like, the roommate shoots the guy in the mouth with a crossbow and shit, and it's fucking, like, they go to the
ER. On accident.
Yeah, and they're in the ER, and there's, like, a fucking crossbow coming out the back of their head. It has to be some shit like that, where
they're bleeding. Happened. They're bleeding, though. But, yeah, these guys, yeah, fucking something happened. They got stabbed, and they're like, eh, hmm.
Yeah, I would from, like, a physiological, like, scientific, like, what the fuck is happening? How are you not bleeding? Yeah. Is it clotting?
Well, a lot of you inside is...
A lot of you inside?
A lot of the air. Insides of a person. Yeah, it's like air. It's not like you're full from foot to fucking...
Outside the different, inside the same.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, but I'm saying, though, even if I didn't stab you deep enough to like, penetrate...
Girl.
Yeah, girl. You would still bleed. You know what I mean? If I punctured you with my knife from my nether regions, you would still bleed.
That's what we call Netherlands. Yeah, the nether region. Of the world. Regions of the world.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I cut myself on my stomach, I'm going to still bleed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even if it's just in the fatty layer, you know? Okay. So these guys don't even fucking, there's nothing. Like, it is the weirdest.
That dude's not
even
really fat.
I'm telling you, after this, go look those motherfuckers up. It is fucking weird.
I want to.
Like, it's really weird.
All right, Terry had something too.
Yeah, he has some weird shit.
Violetta. She had no legs or arms due to a condition called tetraamelia syndrome.
That's called a GIMP.
Remarkably nimble for the fact that she had no arms or legs. And
did she have something protruding there or no?
No. She was just a torso. I know you're talking about. Torso. They dress her up.
She has abdominal muscles. I'm trying to picture, like, you know, the abdominal muscles, what muscles she would have to
picture
move.
This shit.
To motate.
Because she could comb her own hair and sew things together.
How would you comb your hair?
She can even thread the needle unaided.
I mouth. Can't thread a fucking needle.
She can tie a cherry stem and thread. Yeah, cherry stem and a knot.
So she did the whole.
That's what the San Diegan prostitute does. Yeah. Amanda Andrews did that this week.
Well, you can lay.
Thing, and you, people would stare at her and people would try to touch her because she had no way to like fight them off. But she did. And she would jab them with her shoulder, like against the chin if they tried to kiss her and stuff.
Heck yeah. Uh-huh.
And sometimes.
Why are they trying to kiss her? What kind of fucking freak shit is that?
Well, because she's. That's people who are just pieces of shit.
Man, trying to take off with a girl with no arms or legs, trying to take advantage.
She tried to hide. They could find her. There's a snail trail though.
Well, yeah. How she walked was she used a mound. She just like, she learned how to fucking like, you know, just waddle on the mound.
Yeah.
You
hide in the dark. You just take a black light out and there's just a glistening trail to the closet.
Oh, wow.
I hope they have blankets in hell. I don't want to be cold.
There's no blankets in hell. It's not cold.
It's hot
hell.
Down there.
They have nurses.
I guess it could be cold. Yeah.
What else you got?
Sarah Bartman, who was a member of the, I'm going to fuck this up, Khoikhoi tribe in South Africa during the 18th and 19th centuries.
This is more convention. Khoikhoi.
Khoikhoi.
Yeah,
Khoikhoi.
That's Khoikhoi. It.
No, that sounds Asian.
I'm an expert.
No, I'm just racist.
And namiology.
After European-led soldiers ambushed her family and friends during her betrothal ceremony. I'm not even sure really what
them?
That is. No, she was left orphaned and widowed at the age of 16, taken to Cape Town.
Widowed.
She became a domestic servant until she was taken next to England 5 years later. Due to her huge, ample hindquarters, Bartman was extremely popular with the English, who ogled her half-naked body for 4 years.
So and what was her ailment? What was wrong?
She had a giant
had an
ass.
Ass.
Just her ass.
Like pancake stats.
She had Kardashiotis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Worse than that.
She had
it was ginormous.
Yeah, she had tabletop booty. You could set Coke cans on it and stuff.
Go ahead and Google Sarah without an H, Bartman, B-A-A-R-T.
I'm sure it'll show up.
Did you see Chelsea Charms? That's a modern day one.
Is it really?
Yeah, she has triple X breasts, like 151 triple X breasts or some shit. They're fucking huge, and she swears she didn't have surgery.
No, but Sarah here, she died at 26. Her brain and genitalia were cut out and put on display until 1974.
Why was her brain cut out?
That seems
I don't know, man.
That seems intrusive.
Her remains were finally returned to South Africa in 2002, thanks to 8 years of hard work from Nelson Mandela.
Did you find a picture? He died.
Yeah, there's like no president. Like real did picture. There.
That's a Mandela joke. Oh. Mandela effect.
There's like pictures, like drawing pictures of her. There's like no, like she just got the big booty.
Booty.
Yeah. She could rest. She could set her Pepsi back there.
Yeah. Or stacked waffles.
Yeah. Kids are riding back there and shit. Why is it got to be waffles, dude? Chicken and waffles? That's a joke.
Well, I went with pancakes at first, but it didn't get a reaction. So thought I'd change it up and go with waffles.
Let's get more gruesome.
And watermelon? Yeah.
You want more gruesome?
Dave's not here. That's Terry. We told you earlier. Dave's not here. You can't get away with that shit.
Can't make those jokes.
I'm the one that said you couldn't get away. Oh, okay.
You're the one that said the thing about the work boots and the wallet. And
You're also not the one that edits the shows, so you don't know what you said.
Shit.
You said a lot of stuff.
Just all cut together.
Inappropriate. And we're upset about it.
I apologize to everybody.
You should.
Including my family.
Should be sad.
Sorry, Jimmy. So, did you guys hear anything about the pig face lady?
No.
It was like a
side other than you talking about it.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about it again.
I don't think it's cool to talk about your mom on a show like that. Especially
she doesn't mind.
Wow.
Her ashes are content to be in the jar.
Oh.
Thanks for bringing it up.
I got her tattooed on my chest. I don't have to tell you. I paid homage.
She would approve.
Yeah. Oh, she approved. She loved
What's
it.
Up with the pig face lady?
Oh.
She was fake.
She was fake. It was an attraction that was adopted by many different sideshow and freak show places. But, one of them actually took a bear and shaved its face and said, "We have a pig face lady."
I could see that.
Yeah, they were called out on it and not happily. I don't know where I was going with that, actually. Awkward moment. You guys can go ahead and take over anytime you want.
Yeah, you're fucking up.
I'm drowning it. Over
it's
here.
Funny.
It's funny. It's because your mom died and I had sex with her. And it makes it weird.
Aw.
Damn.
After she died.
Yeah.
That was the weird part.
How old were you when your mom died?
How did you fuck your ashes?
She died in 2012. Yeah.
That sounds about right. My memory sucks, but that sounds about right.
Your dick fit in the urn?
I'm sorry.
I'm a horrible person.
That was bad.
That's why we listen to the podcast.
I guess. Wow. I couldn't help it. It was like dying to come out. I was like,
literally dying to come.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll ding that one.
Oh, I killed it.
Oh, you take that one to your grave, huh?
I wonder how much Terry's crying. At Walmart right now.
Yeah, Terry's crying.
All
right inside.
All right, is that all we got on that?
I think so.
You know, we didn't get to was like fucking up elephants with electric prods. And
oh yeah,
that's not even true. It's not true.
Oh shit, it's
I can't even feel it.
Oh yeah, they can.
Stop it. We'll try.
Stop it. Animals gone wild. That'll be on a future episode.
Yeah. Well, I think that's more modern day,
right?
And probably started back in the day, but I mean,
I would not be a tiger trainer. Fuck that.
No,
shit,
I mean,
man.
Yeah, you're gonna have to beat those motherfuckers. Like, how do you get a tiger to sit there and listen to you without beating it? That's just how. I mean,
well, first you have to call it by its proper name.
What?
Whatever its proper name.
Tigero aeronomus. Aeronomus.
That's the Latin term.
Yeah, Latin.
It's rooted in romantically from Greek.
Germanian?
It's Tiger Maximus. That's the Roman. Is that how you say it in Roman?
Tigerito in Spanish.
Yeah, so that'd be another. I think the abusement of animals would be another probably topic. So that's a whole thing
that'd
in itself.
Be a huge one.
Yeah,
because there are so many different animals in the circus too. Like it was everything from dogs and goats to like you're saying tigers and bears and
horses. I'm sure they didn't treat the horses too crazy.
Tigers and bears and trains.
Oh my,
elephants. No.
All right, sponsor time.
I think we're done.
Sponsor time. We haven't even done that yet. No. You haven't done.
I thought you haven't done it. I thought you were doing it while we were talking over here.
We laugh about that. Made my face hurt. Oh, Terry's mom.
You're gonna bring that up again. You're bringing up old shit.
Well, I know that my memory sucks, but my face hurt, and I was like, "What did we laugh about just now?"
You're gonna bring up old stuff.
She wasn't that old.
No, she wasn't.
No, she was like maybe like 47. I think.
A little older than that.
47. She looked good for age.
I think she was like 53.
Well, she had tits like a 47-year-old. Yeah. All right. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce on that note. They're our primary sponsor. It's available at Walmart, Target, most major grocery stores. Terry's got one bottle in his cabinet.
Yeah.
And it's half gone, and it's the Chipotle.
Somebody was just telling me they're after the Chipotle.
I don't have any left at the house, actually, so I'm going to steal some before I leave.
We don't have any here either.
Really?
Well, yeah, no, RG? We have some. Oh, yeah, okay. We don't have XXX, but...
Oh. Steve was looking for Chipotle. He's like, you can't find that shit.
Josh Haney for the
Josh Haney?
Yeah, Josh Haney. Yeah. I'll thank Frankie Lopez for the green spot. But yeah, Josh Haney got us that 1910 Pendleton and then green spot from Frankie Lopez here. But yeah, thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. Thank you to printdirtcheap.com. You can log on to printdirtcheap.com and use code
SOFAKING. How you doing over there, Brad?
You son of a bitch, right in there. He knows how this works.
Yeah.
Brent tries to make it to the sponsors. Show. It's a mountain. It's a mountain that I climb. And on top of that mountain is Daily Owned Graphics. Thank you for our silkscreen goods, Daily Owned Graphics. You can find them on social media. He won't print shit for you, but he did print our shit, so thank you. Thank you to Digital Creations. They do heat-pressed goods and photo gifts. You can find them on social media at digital.creations.bakersfield, and I think digital.creations, and then you can order some shit, and they'll make it for you. Put your grandma's face on a mug. Terry always says, do it for grandma. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he actually originated that. Dave stole it from him.
My grandma's still alive.
Yeah, no, I know.
So, I mean...
Prince been seeing.
You guys want to just go there for a moment.
She looks a lot like your mom. It's a thing. You know, you can see where your mom got her good looks.
Brent's been sticking it in her urn, too.
Yeah. She's got tits like a 60-year-old, though. Yeah. It's impressive.
That one's still cold, though.
Yeah.
Gross. Where did I leave off? Jesus
Christ. How does Terry know that?
And then thank you to Dan Camrio Jiu-Jitsu. You can log on to armhunter.com for instructional DVDs and goods. And you can find us on social media at Sof King Podcast across the board on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We all have our individual Instagrams at Sof King Brent, at Sof King Brad, at Sof King Dave, and Terry
do you
McGee.
Even Instagram?
Yeah, it's at Thief of Dreams, all one word. Same with Facebook for my writing stuff.
What's your Insta Barry though? Like, what's your Insta Barry account?
What the hell is Insta Barry?
You don't know,
dude. If you don't know, you're fucking
behind.
Are you serious?
You're fucking.
There's other shit. Sure there is.
Are you on FaceTube?
FaceTube? No. I'm on YouTube.
Nah, you're fucking up. That's Facebook. Old school. That's
you're
like
fucking
so,
up, man.
That's like 2016.
Facebook might as well be MySpace compared to FaceTube or InstaBerry.
Yeah.
Damn. No, I'm not down with the sickness.
What else did we forget? Oh, yeah. You can log into patreon.com/sofakingpodcast to support the podcast. And if you got some stuff like a t-shirt or a special item because of your patronage, please post it on social media and tag us because I want to see that you got it.
Thanks for spoiling the episodes too, guys.
What I do? It.
No, the Patreon guys and girls and ladies and men.
Do they spoil it? I thought they're pretty good about it. They are
pretty good, actually. Yeah. But every once in a while,
there'll be jokes. They're like waiting for days to make a joke about some shit.
I'll see a meme and I'll be like, well, I don't understand what that is. So that's a spoiler.
It's not spoiled until you can't, discover that
you have
got
to understand
spoiled.
It.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. It's kind of neat because you didn't know it was a spoiler until you found out.
Yeah. Then you know. Then when you see something,
mad in the past.
No sense whatsoever to what, like everything people are talking about, like Star Wars stories, and all of a sudden there's like a, I don't know,
some
Jaws thing in there, and you're like, right. What? That's out of place. Oh, that must be one of the new episodes.
When we talk about shark porn.
Yeah.
Shark porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's it go?
Have you ever fucked a shark?
Did it go under? No.
The trick is keeping them still.
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah. Outside of the water.
I thought if you turn them over on their back, then they're pretty docile and they'll just lay there.
Yeah. If you rub their stomach, that's part of it, but there's a whole lot that goes into it.
Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to jack one off, but I've never actually had sex with him.
Mounting a shark is tough. It's slippery.
Jenna could do it.
Yeah. Probably.
She'd mount it to a board on the wall, man.
That's what I'm talking
Taxidermist.
About.
Taxidermist. All right. That's all I got, unless you got something else.
Nope. That's it. Thank you, Terry. Hopefully, Dave will be back soon. Again, go to what is it called? GoFundMe.com/SKDave. If you'd like to help out with funeral expenses. And just wishing his family the best, and hopefully they get over everything and get through all this madness.
And thank you to everyone that donated. Yeah,
thank you to everyone who donated. And join the group. If you haven't joined the group, you're behind. And that's pretty much it. Don't be a retard. Ghetto Freaks, Ghetto Freaks Show. 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 3 o'clock in the morning, get your sleep. Waking
but then they find you dead under a wooden crate, wrapped in a bag deep in the woods, cause my mother always said I was no good, locked me in a closet, fed me dog shit, well I'm out now, so motherfucker watch it, the insanity's grip will never let go, here's your chance to catch a glimpse of a ghetto freak show. Never let go. Here's your chance to catch a glimpse of a